Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom. And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success. Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest this lovely morning, June 11th, here in the St. Croix Valley, beautiful day out there, is someone that lives the entrepreneur spirit, Mr. Kevin Corrigan. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome, Kevin. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations there, Kevin, and all my success friends. Kevin, look at the fabulous crowd out here. Isn't it just a wonderful crowd? Hello, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday. The perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% inspiration. In fact, Kevin, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. Join me here each week, each Saturday morning, success friends. Rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello, Bob at the controls this morning.
Hello.
Bob, we love kicking off this Saturday of talk here at KLBB Radio. And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday at 9 a.m. And Bob, our success friends can listen to you and Stan Turner every day at noon, right?
Right, Monday through Friday, noon to 2.
Fabulous. And Kevin, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart. It will allow you to experience every dream you dream. The principle is, have a grand obsession, which I define as having something in your life that is bigger than you. And then all you need are the tools to keep that grand obsession fueled with a burning desire. And the success tool that will be the focus of this show is vigilance. Now, let me say one thing. Thoughts are things, and if we are not aware of what is going on in our brain, our minds, success may elude us forever. What do you think of that, Kevin?
I believe that, Tom.
And let me introduce my special guest, Kevin Corrigan, agent with the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Kevin, we've known each other for, what, the past 30 years or so?
Yep.
Somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, close there.
And even back then, Kevin, your passion for helping people save money and understand what they were buying was obvious. And, Kevin, I don't believe it's changed today, has it?
Not at all. Not at all, Tom.
You were telling me about that the other day. You just love helping people save.
You bet. I think the biggest principle is if you can believe in something that you are doing or selling or and it makes a difference in people's lives and you feel good about that, you'll always win. You can be yourself.
I love it. I love it, Kevin. And, Kevin, could you give us your 30-second elevator speech?
We sell insurance wholesale, and we show people how to go around without buying at retail.
I love it. I love it. Just a little tease there to get people ready for our show today, Kevin. But, Kevin, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show. And, you know, the first reason is a selfish reason, and we're in this for the same thing, but we want all our success friends to call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency up and get a free quote for their home and auto insurance, right?
That's right.
I mean, they can call you. They don't have to talk to me.
Right.
They can call you. But, Kevin, we even have that wonderful life product, that instant issue. I call it the no physical, no background check, guaranteed life insurance policy. We issue that policy in about 10 minutes. It's fabulous stuff. But you know, Kevin, more than that, I know you would agree with me, I've been blessed to work with many small business people like yourself, like myself. I know firsthand just how much work it takes in this day and age for the small business person to prosper. And I think it's so important for us to work with our neighbors and to keep business local as much as we can. And, you know, Kevin, I'm trying to spotlight our clients, spotlight our agents, and we're saying to our success friends, hey, success friends, we're out here. Let's do business. Right?
Right.
Now, Kevin, it's more than that, though. Success friends, many of my success friends and many of your success friends work diligently on a daily basis chasing that grand obsession. I have, you have, you still are, I still am. But, you know, Kevin, it was funny. I was talking with my wife the other day, you know, remembering the startup times, the tougher times, right?
Right.
And, you know, I used to have a job cooking at a breakfast joint called the Grand Five. It was over on Grand Avenue and Fairview, across from the Whole Foods store over there, you know. It was a breakfast place, but they're open like all day. I mean, they serve some dinner too. But, you know, I think I had the afternoon shift, and I think I was making about $6 an hour. You know, I was really, really doing good, a guy with three kids, you know, trying to make it on $6 an hour, right? It was a career opportunity. But, you know, I would come into that place, and the guy I was, replacing on the shift, he would have WCCO AM playing on the background. Right?
Right.
I'd start at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and the Cannon Mess would come on. Bob, do you remember the Cannon Mess at all?
Cannon Mess, Ma Linger, and Backlash LaRue, and Morgan Mundane.
Absolutely. Kevin, I know you remember those guys.
No, that's...
Everybody knows that, right? But, you know, I'd come in, and I'd listen to that, making my $6 an hour, and I would think, you know, maybe someday I could have a radio show. Right?
Right.
I had no idea what it, but again, you don't know about your dreams, Kev, because here we are today, you and I talking on the radio show, and you just never know what would happen. I wasn't doing very well in my circumstances back then. You know, we had a saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without?
Right.
I was doing without, but inside, Kev, I was dreaming every day about someday, and 30 years later, here we are, buddy. We're still working
kicking
together.
It, you bet.
And, you know, Kevin, I was fortunate to meet some great people along the way. People like yourself that might have said the right word at the right time, or maybe just gave me a sliver of belief that I could achieve the dream that I set out to achieve. People that reached out to me, helped me along the way. And success friends, whatever dream you want to achieve, tune in here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a little inspiration that can go a long way in helping you reach your dreams. And check out GPS, the number 4, success.com for more motivational ideas. And Kevin, the exciting thing about our GPS for Success is there's no advertising on it. It's just motivation, huh?
Right.
But, Kev, I'm remembering the beginning. You remember the beginning. You were kind of an instant success, though, in all your things you've tried, right?
Well, nothing's really instant.
But talk to us. Do you remember the tough times getting started, wondering what?
You bet. You just can't quit. You got to keep going. You got to go against your own will. You get that first little voice in your head, oh, I don't want to do this today. But then, you know, you got that second voice, you know, you got to get up. You got to keep going.
Right.
And you got to learn to turn that negative one off and just keep going and not
quit. Be vigilant, right?
You bet. And I think that consistency and persistency is what makes you a winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know as well as we were brought up, to not quit, go after that goal line. And
right.
We were trained by a mutual person.
Well, and Kevin, one of the interesting things about you is you also had the karate schools way back when, too. You were a black belt in karate,
yep.
Right? And
yes.
You taught it. You had schools. I mean, that...
Yeah. Had a lot of success. So many times I always heard the word, oh, I can't do this, Mr. Corrigan, or I can't do that. And I don't believe in the word I can't. All can't means is I don't want to do it.
Mm.
And... you can do anything you want, and it all starts with a thought.
There you go.
You know, it's just, you can, just like you got a hypochondriac, if they keep telling themselves they're sick, they eventually become sick.
Right.
And you just got to do the opposite. If you could keep telling yourself you're successful, or you're going to keep going, or you're strong, or you're vigilant, you'll get what you
can. And would these karate students of yours find success then, even though they thought they couldn't do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I had close to 35 people that won the Nationals back then.
Is that right?
And so they did very well, and they didn't quit.
But did you ever look back and you remember wondering, what am I doing? What do I think? Who, me, Kevin, being able to do what I want? You know, did you ever have those times?
Yeah, and you'll always get those doubts, and that's the part where you got to make the choice. You got to chase those doubts away. Mm-hmm. You can do anything. And sticking to the basics is the main thing. Even in the karate instruction back then, I always told them, stick to your basic kicks, front kick, round kick, side kick. Mm-hmm. And then don't worry about all the fancy stuff or the look good or the
Bruce
pride.
Lee stuff,
and,
huh?
Yeah. You know, stick to the basics, and that's where you win.
Right. Absolutely. The blocking and tackling, as they say in football, right? Kevin, you know, when we think of success, I don't know if you agree with me or that this or not, but you know, we see the tabloids, we see the internet, you know, all the stuff. It's all the pretty people are posted on there, right? You know, and sometimes you think, man, I'm never going to be like those people, right? I mean,
right.
That's true, right? But you know, I think that the true business leaders of today are people like yourself, the unsung hero that gets very little recognition. Right, you get very low recognition, but you truly affect the community. And Kevin, we're going to talk about one of the people you affected just recently. But you know, you put your financial life on the line every day, right? If
right.
you fail, you don't have a golden parachute, do you?
No. If I don't keep going, I don't eat.
That's it. You don't get out of bed. There's a problem.
Yeah.
Right. And Earl Nightingale stated that success is the active realization of a worthy goal. And, you know, too many times we think that we need to obtain this goal to be successful, when really all we need to do is work toward that goal. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree with that.
As the proverb states, Kevin, it doesn't matter what you do. It matters why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Any questions there?
Not
Any
at all.
Any thoughts on that?
We just, you know, again... You don't quit. You just continually go on, move ahead.
Even when it doesn't
even
make sense.
Even when it doesn't feel good. Everybody wants this good feeling, or everything's got to feel good when you do it. And going against that is where you get your success.
Interesting, right? Going against the grain a little bit.
Yeah,
right. Well, Kevin, you know what time it is right now.
What time is it?
It's time for our success quote of the day. And, Kevin, we like to let Jerry start with a quote, if you don't mind. And it's a little bit about what you're talking about, but go ahead, Jerry.
Be vigilant. Guard your mind against negative thoughts. And that comes from the Buddha.
I like it, Jerry. And, Kevin, I like one that I read from Shakespeare, which is, I am as vigilant as a cat to steal cream. And you know, you can just think of that cat that's just getting ready to pounce, right, and take a look at everything. Do you have any good quotes that you want to share with our success friends?
Yeah, live as if you were to die tomorrow, and learn as if you were to live forever.
Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah, that's fabulous stuff. I like it. Kevin? You know, I read these quotes, and I think of you. I know, you know, again, we've gone back a number of years. We've had our ups. We've had our downs. You know, the economy was good. The economy is bad. Personal lives are good. Personal lives are bad. But, you know, I know that, to me, you're the definition of success. You've had challenges. You were almost killed, or you were hurt very badly in a car accident, right? And yet you keep vigilant on your quest for success. You never stop trying to keep going. Each day brings a new challenge, right?
Right.
I mean, continue a little bit about with your story, in the sense of, you know, you had the karate school. What made you leave that?
Well, you know, I brought a partner in, and he just sort of took the money and ran with
a
it.
A challenge.
Yeah, a little challenge, yeah, after working
a challenge.
So hard.
Love those partners.
And then, of course, you know, you and I, you know, we're in the same business, and then right. you started
We got
out.
Started it with a company, and many people have heard of A.L. Williams.
You bet.
Right? Selling
you bet.
Term life insurance.
And it was a great concept. I mean, you know, like you said, you have to believe in what you're selling or what you're doing. And we both know, you know, that taxes and mm-hmm. insurance are dead assets. It's like taking money, throw it out the window. It doesn't earn you a dime.
Right.
And it's such a great feeling, even at the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, you've held on to those principles
right.
where I know for a fact that I can go into any house or business
right.
and save them money on insurance.
Right.
And,
isn't that fabulous?
Oh, it's a great feeling. And you and
if you don't, we're not doing business with them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If I can't save you money, there's no sense in
right.
talking or doing
to,
business.
We don't have to, quote unquote, sell them.
No. And what I like about the concept at the Thomas Fear Insurance Agency, as being an agent, is we just go out to educate.
Right.
We don't even have to sell.
Mm-mm.
Because nope. what we have is so good that it sells itself.
There you go. Thank you. Taking the words right out of my mouth. You know, and Kevin, you're talking a little bit about what I like to call the grand obsession, which is what gets you out of the bed in the morning and keeps you working at night. Yours is helping people, right?
You bet. And it's not a better feeling when you're helping somebody. You know, how much more difference? I mean, you think about the average family.
Right.
And you save them $200, $300, $400, $500
every year.
You know, now that's more money that those people can put on to buying gas or feeding their family. I mean, some people are going from month to month to make it.
Right.
And it makes a huge difference.
And Kevin, one of the things that we see in this world of 1-800 insurance or buying insurance on the internet, you know, one of the problems is people don't know what they're buying and they underinsure themselves. You know, there's a I'm not going to get too boring, but there's a little thing called property damage coverage. And I can't tell you how many times I see that people bought it from the internet, 1-800 somebody. They have $10,000 of property damage. And what they don't understand is if they hit a $20,000 car and destroy it, they're responsible for the difference. So
right.
that's part of the education you're talking about.
Well, and the other part, Tom, I remember you reminded me that one time, you know, a lot of these people go and they hit these ads for cheaper insurance for auto or home or whatever, and they're not running the MVRs, and
right.
they're getting real cheap rates up maybe for the first 6 months, and all of a
the
sudden...
first 30 days.
Or for first 30 days even.
Right.
And then they just bury them. They double or triple their rates, and then people are wondering what the heck just happened, you know?
Right. And they found out they had a couple of speeding tickets that they weren't tell them about.
And they wouldn't have to go through that with our agency here.
No,
you know?
They don't. We give them the best rate the first
time. Right up front.
Time.
You bet.
And then we try, and then we shop them every year, too.
You
make
bet.
Make sure that they're on the right place. Kevin, our success tool of the day is vigilance. How has vigilance affected you personally, you know, your quest for success and all that you do?
Oh, vigilance. I would suspect, to me, vigilance means, you know, you keep going, consistency, do a little of something towards your goal or success every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pick it up and do it one day and then, oh, I'll wait till next week to do it again. You'll never get success that way.
Right.
It's got to be a daily thing.
Right. And it can be weight loss. It can be business.
Anything.
It can be...
Yeah, anything in life. You know, you get out of it what you put into it.
Right.
Practice makes perfect.
And the reality is, Kevin, there's so many distractions out there that can take our vigilance away. It can be somebody saying no and we can get depressed and that can take it away. So we don't do what we're supposed to do that day. It
yep.
can be the new fun thing, the fun toy out there, whatever. We just kind of forget about what we were supposed to be doing, right? I mean,
oh, you bet. And I've had, you know, so many people would tell you, oh, you can't do that business, or let's say a person failed in that business,
right?
And they, you know, a lot of people look down to them and cut them down, but those people never even tried to do business in the first place.
There you go.
You know?
Right. As long as you're in the game, you got a chance, right?
Oh, you bet. And Tommy, I mean, you know as well as I do, we've been preached this for so many years by our good friend, old Art.
Yep.
You know, nobody wants a tag on your shoulder saying you're worth this much per hour, you can take your lunch time, vacation this time. And this opportunity at the Thomas Fear Insurance Agency, or any business opportunity
right.
that anybody's following,
right?
You know, you set the goal.
Yep.
You don't have to report anywhere.
Right.
You get out of what you put on, how much discipline you take, how much, you know,
yep.
perseverance or whatever, how hard you work.
Right. How much vigilance.
Yeah, and the sky's the limit.
And it really is. And it's just the joy of going after your own stuff every day.
Right.
Your own dream. Now, Kevin, you know, we're getting lost in this wonderful conversation. And, you know, I haven't even told our success friends how to get a hold of you. If they want to get in touch with you and they want to get a quote from you, how do they get a hold of you, Kev?
Well, they can reach me at 651-208-9770.
And Kev, that's pretty much any time of the day, too. You answer your phone all day and night, don't you?
Oh, you bet. It just goes and goes and goes. Or they can get me at my email at kcorri5322@aol.com.
Loving it. But Kevin, let's back this radio show up a little bit. I want to make sure our success friends can get a hold of you. Give them those contact information again.
651-208-9770. Emails kcorri5322@aol.com.
And they can always call our agency, and we'll direct them how to get a hold of you, too. Because, Kev, I mean, it just amazes me, but not everybody wants to talk to me.
Well, you know, we got sort of a plague going against insurance, you know.
Well, that too.
We're at the low. You know, most people have been taken for a really good ride. And the hardest thing for us is to get an appointment. They think, oh, you're just another insurance people.
Right.
I guarantee you folks out there, we will save you money. The hardest thing for us is to get the trust to get an appointment with you.
Right, right. So give us your trust, and we will prove it. We'll prove it before you have to do business with
us. Like we said earlier, Tommy, right. I mean, if we can't save you money, there's no sense in talking or doing business.
Right. Now, Kevin, I also want to remind our success friends to go to GPS4success.com and sign up for our free lemon drops. You sign up by the little lemon drop icon, and you'll receive a free lemon drop every morning. A little inspiration that will melt in your mind all day long. Now, Kevin, do you remember the song, "I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter"?
I do.
Oh, we've got a winner. Bob, can you believe it?
I love it.
Loving it. So, Kev, you're going to sing with us, huh? I should have taken a picture of that, success friends. But, Kevin, we're going to sing a couple lines. If you'd want to join in with us, please do. Jerry, you going to join in with us?
Absolutely, Tom.
Bob will let Jerry start us off, and okay. Kevin can join in with us. How's that sound?
There we go.
Okay, Jerry, this is. I want you to start at the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Going to write words so sweet. You're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got it.
And success, friends, if you sign up for our lemon drops, Friday afternoon, we send out what we call a slice of success, a little congratulatory note saying, hey, job well done. Because, Kev, who right now is telling us we're doing a great job? Our kids, our spouses, our bosses, our dogs. Hey, sign up for a lemon drop. We'll tell you you're doing a great job, and we'll give you some kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. And Kev, how's that for timing, Kev? It's time for a, wait for it. It's time for a lemon drop, Kev. We want to make a big splash in our success friend's day. And Jerry, how about you squeezing out a lemon drop for our success friends?
Yes, sir. You need to be tougher than the toughest coach you've ever had. Yeah, that's a good one. And Tom, you can now find our lemon drops under Instagram, under lemon drops, the number 4U, Y-O-U.
Fabulous, Jerry. So yes, follow us on Instagram. It's just another way to get motivated, huh, Kev?
Yep.
Now, Kevin, you know, I talk all the time about a grand obsession. What is it, success friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? Kev, you're telling us it's about saving people money, right? Tell us a little bit more about your grand obsession.
Well, saving people money, you have to have the right products and something that you believe in. If you don't have that, you know, how can you go out and tell somebody to do something that you wouldn't do yourself?
Absolutely.
And I believe, you know, when you go out and sell a product, whether it be an insurance product or whatever, an investment, you know, people are looking at you and they're saying, can I believe in this guy? Right. Can I trust this guy? And would he have it himself?
Right.
And that's the key.
Yes, you do. yes, you do have it yourself.
Yep, I do have it myself.
And I do too.
And I'm not going to sell anybody that I wouldn't have myself.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
And again, I shouldn't say sell. I will educate people to show that it's the right option.
They can make
for them.
A choice, right?
You bet.
And when it comes to insurance, Kevin, you have a choice. But your Fierce choice, when it comes to insurance, your Fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Whether it's life, health, Medicare supplement, business insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, delivered by the best agents, and we've been delivering them for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So, yes, you have a choice, and your Fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not, Jerry.
Well, Tom, slow down. You're scary out there.
Well, you kind of got me there, Jerry. But call us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And success, friends, please understand what Kevin's telling you, what I'm telling you. We literally save everybody we talk to money. And in fact, we are so confident we put our money where our mouth is, we will give anybody $25 if we can't beat their current home and auto rate. We call it the KLBB Challenge. Call us up Monday through Friday. Tell whoever answers the phone, I'm taking the KLBB Radio Challenge.
Yeah, go ahead, take the challenge. I dare ya.
There you have it, success friends. Jerry is calling you out. And check out our counter. On our fiercechoice.com, you know, Kev, we said, hey, we want to save our success friends over $100,000 this year. That was our goal at the beginning of the year, right? We are currently over $80,000 savings in insurance premiums for our clients. And Kev, one of those clients is yours, right?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it's time to announce our winners, right? Neil of Craftsman Concrete, I think you saved him approximately, what, $3,000 on his insurance premium?
Yep.
It's just fabulous, Kev. And then I also want to give a shout-out to Joe Dye. Saved over $300 for the first year. It's a lot of money. We're loving it, success friends. But, Kevin, we're running out of time. It just goes fast, doesn't it?
It does really go fast.
You know, the biggest thing is, hey, if our success friends call us up for a quote, they're $25 ahead, right?
Right.
So, and hopefully they're a lot more than that. But, Kev, we always say people should do business with people they like, know, and trust. Four questions in 4 seconds, Kev. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite music?
Rock and roll.
Favorite hobby?
Martial arts.
Favorite ventriloquist?
Jerry.
And Kev, real quickly, how can people get a hold of you?
651-208-9770 is the telephone number. My email is KCORRI5322.
And Kev, a couple of reminders for our success friends. First, we'll be back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. Remember to call the agency at 651-738-0107 and get a quote on your insurance. Take the KLBB challenge. Hey, be part of that $100,000 of savings we're helping people with. And I want to thank Bob again, our producer. We love being here, Bob. Thanks for all your help.
You betcha.
Shout out to Jenna. Great job for what she does. And Brad. You know, our job, Kevin, and we got one last thought, and our job is to take risks. You got to reach outside of your comfort zone every day. We must be vigilant. Vigilant not to drift back into complacency. Success, it's a fickle mistress. Our smallest quests can be as difficult as our grand obsession. If we fail to be vigilant as to what needs to be done each and every day, you can reach your dream, reach your star, but you are only victorious via vigilance. Until next Saturday, this is Tom Fierce, Geriatrics, saying goodbye, success Saturday. Hello, success. Jerry?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there. And don't text and drive.
Bye. Thanks, Kev.
Yep, you bet, time. Good
Bye.
To see you, Tom.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru in Llama Llama.